Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 31st, 2022. Undesirable delay. The four types of exile that the Jewish people went through are identical to the basic formula of nature Yud Hey Vav Hey. According to this formula of the gradual development of desire, the development of any phenomenon in nature takes place. Moreover, the first exile was not felt as an exile at all, just as people at the dawn of the existence of mankind did not feel slavery in the slave-owning order. Then the desire was so small that if a person somehow satisfied it, this was already good. And people agreed with that. Then the desire developed more and more, more freedom was needed, and more of our own incorporation in life, development, and communication, to the point that nature made us, completely integrally interconnected with each other, but we have not yet come to this. We are late regarding this formula, this condition of nature, to develop us, to the necessary degree. Like a newborn baby, what is he, who is he? He does not communicate with anyone, he has no group or social motives. And then he gradually begins to feel that he needs society, family, and everything else. All our progress is based on the fact that we gradually begin to feel ourselves in our natural egoism in exile from the upper state, from the next degree. There are degrees of inanimate, vegetative, and animate matter and man in nature. Kabbalah talks about how we gradually move from the degree of animals to the degree of man. This is the next degree, but we have not reached it yet. All of humanity is at the animate level of development because it cares only about how to live, feed itself, and raise children. From CapTV's I Got a Call. History of the Jewish People, May 4, 2014. Influence of the Future Light. Question: how did you sense that you had found your teacher? How does it happen? Answer: it is impossible to describe. I see that people who are with me when I give talks, they to begin to feel something because it is an influence of the upper light. When it acts on a Kli, vessel, that has not completely opened, it causes a person to feel emotional and increases sensitivity within a person. It is called a small state. It is like a child who begins to cry because he is unable to define his state or absorb within himself something that should happen to him. The same is occurring with us. Question: does it mean that the sensation that it will certainly happen here with this teacher at this place depends on the influence of the light? Is the future light acting upon the person this way? Answer: of course. The surrounding light, Olam Akif, is the future light. This is why it is called surrounding. After all, it is still unable to come into you. Since you are so little in relation to it, you feel that you have found something. But what, you do not know. Question: meaning, as if the light is saying, hold on to me, there will be something here? Answer: yes, of course. With that, the person cannot vanish anymore. It is already impossible to break away from this source. From CapTV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, February 12, 2010. To deceive the teacher. Question: is the perception of your student's corporeal life as open to you as the spiritual one? Answer: no, the corporeal life of my student is not the field in which I have contact with him. Absolutely not. I do not need to know what a person is doing. I feel what is happening to him in his spiritual development, but not in the corporeal. Question: and you may not even know where he is at the moment, for example, on the road or in a certain place? Answer: I do not know that. Question: so, your student can deceive you by saying, I was there just now, but in reality? Answer: physically? Of course he can. After all, it is not his lowest spiritual level, which is in me. Only his spiritual stage is in me. Question: by committing some kind of deception in relation to the teacher, does the student thereby affect his spirituality? Answer, undoubtedly, he does. Question, and do you feel how it is changing? Answer, I do not know why, but the fact that his fall is happening, I see it, I feel it. Question, and what is deception in itself? Answer, deception is a purposeful discrepancy between the lower and the higher, or between you and a friend when you can get closer and deliberately do not go for it. This is a very bad action because it causes double distancing. That is, you put the connection that you could make between yourself and others, not just at a distance, but in opposition to each other. This is the cunning of the serpent. Question, but how can a person protect himself so as not to carry out this deception? Answer, only by the greatness of the goal. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Deceived the Teacher, December 21, 2013. Is Kabbalah really that simple? Comment. According to the classification of a cult, it is considered that the teaching of the group is extremely simple and explains any problem. My response, there is nothing simple in Kabbalah because everything we study must go through our feelings. We must attain this by changing our qualities, and only when they change can we say that we have learned some aspect, some phenomenon. That is, it is a long process of changing the person himself. Nothing in Kabbalah can be studied without changing oneself. The fact is that science is not when I study some extraneous phenomena, but when I study what is happening within me, because the world is felt inside a person. There is no world outside of a person. Our knowledge and attainment are purely subjective, and therefore, only by changing all kinds of parameters in myself, can I begin to understand how I perceive the world, how I am arranged, and what the world I perceive is. Everything is only inside of me. So, there is nothing simple here. Everything is built only on showing a person that he must begin to change in order to attain the real universe and the system of governance. People who do not do this, do not change themselves, but only philosophize about it and attribute to Kabbalah everything that seems to them, because they do not attain it in themselves, from their own experience. Hence, they have an incorrect opinion about Kabbalah. They liken it to all kinds of other practices. They believe that it is slander, conspiracies, witchcraft, mysticism, pulsa denura, spells, and so on. Basically, they attribute to Kabbalah something that has never been in it at all. In fact, a Kabbalist has no secrets. All he needs is to change himself, expand his sensations, feelings, and then he will perceive the true universe more and more, which is outside of us, but will be felt internally. Kabbalah talks about how to change our senses with the help of restriction, screen, reflected light, spiritual attainment, how light, now run high, will gradually enter new senses, which are called kahabzon, and so on. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Kabbalah About Cults, December 18, 2013.